And welcome back to Rosie on the House. You know, as we went into that commercial break, we were talking about Sanderson Ford. One of the things that we really appreciate about them is the amount that they give back to the community and the support that they give to those who have served. And through our relationship with Sanderson Ford, we were introduced to a really neat organization called MAM. And this week, the most viewed article on our website was about giving, which is unusual because usually it's home improvement related. And so we just thought, well, let's go ahead and bring on Military Assisted Mission because they've had some changes. The founders moved out of state, still involved. We've got a new executive director who's on the line with us now. Mark Bame, sure have been busy this year.
We have been, and appreciate having us on. And just like everybody, you know, this pandemic has affected so many things. But we're out here and doing what we think even more to help our service military members as we go through these difficult times.
Explain to anyone who's not familiar with MAM how y'all work.
Really what we do is we focus on basic needs programs that we have. We also have morale events, too, that we supply and to our military service members. Our basic needs program is if you are E5 and below, we have needs. If you're going through difficult times, if you need auto payments, you need food, if your air conditioner breaks down, we're here for you to help with that. And usually what we do is anywhere from $500 to $1,000 to those Arizona military members and the Reserve and Guard. They have to be active as well. We will provide those essentials to them. And then we also have other events, too, to help our military members, such as baby bashes. We also have a holiday open house in December, right around Christmas time, where we supply tons of toys to military families and their children. And much more. So that's really military assistance in a mission in a nutshell. But we are here for our military brothers and sisters. And sometimes, as you know, they don't want to ask for help, but we want for you to reach out to us.
And this is for Arizona active military. This money's staying in state. It's helping the people who are active. And you said E5.
Yeah, E5, that's where you're not getting a large paycheck on your living expenses. A lot of times they will have to go overseas, and then you have your family there that really doesn't have the resources. And so that's what we're here for is, again, as I said, if your car goes out or your air conditioner, we're here to help you during those tough times.
And in the past, it was just a one-time thing, but it sounds like in the midst of all that's going on in this year, y'all are looking at changing that structure?
We are, and we're going to get rid of the one-time assistance. So if someone last year applied, we're going to open it up. You can reapply again. And we just feel like that's the right thing to do, especially during these really difficult times that we're all facing. So if you've applied in the past, you can reapply again. And then the other thing that we're doing is offering e-cards for food and essentials as well during this COVID-19.
And where do y'all get your funding?
Great question. We do need help. Sometimes we receive grants, which is very helpful, but a lot of online donations, and we've been very blessed over the last few years, and then people just writing in with personal checks to our office, and then we're able to also hopefully generate anyone who is interested in attaching Military Assistance Mission as a charity. We look at those options as well.
And you had mentioned a charity. Y'all are a 501c3, so any donation is a tax credit.
That is correct, and we're on the Arizona tax credit as well, so that people can take advantage of that.
Well, I'm not going to recap it because it's a sad story, but the founder and how MAM got started is my mother lost her soldier and started this as a result of that.
Margie Bonds has really started MAM, and the reason for that, it was in 2012. And the reason for this is that her son was tragically killed in Iraq May 7th, 2005. And it has been going on since. And Margie really set this up because she knew how her son struggled with expenses. And so this was one way where Margie could keep his name alive, Michael Marzano. And again, I believe it was, you know, May 7th, the anniversary here, just not too long ago. Margie is an unbelievable woman in what she's done with MAM and what she continues to do. She's very involved with client relations. She's just working remotely up in Washington State.
So that's the website's azmam.org, AZMAM Military Assistant Mission. And we've been talking with the new executive director, Mr. Mark Bain. Thanks for joining us this Saturday morning.
Thank you so much for having me.